peace. Everyone is looking for it, but the only place you'll find true and lasting peace is right here in God's Word. Join us as we go back to God's Word on this edition of Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. And indeed, it is abounding grace that we seek and find here in God's Word. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, brings us back to God's Word that we might find that peace, that encouragement for the day, that challenge to follow hard after Christ. For this edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, so thankful that you've tuned in today to this Thursday session of Abounding Grace Radio. And we are concluding our study today in John chapter 21 as we've looked at this section on really fishers of men. Where let me give a recap of everything that we've considered so far this week on Abounding Grace. Well, here the disciples have gone back to the fishing business. This is not what the Lord had ever called them to do. He had called them now to be fishers of men. But mass discouragement had set in after they had failed the Lord by denying him. Remember, Peter denied him three times. And all of them had said that they would not deny the Lord. And so we looked at this week how discouragement often and failure discourages us so that you feel like giving up. And here they went out all night and they caught absolutely nothing. It was a hard night of toil. And here, as they were coming back into the shore, Jesus stands on the shore and he tells them to let down their nets on the right side of the boat. They do it and they bring in so many fish they can barely drag the thing to land. So this is an amazing section where we have unpacked what the Lord is essentially doing is reinstating them after their failure to their calling. Now, we left off with this yesterday, that in Luke chapter 5, we had an amazing section there. As the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, as he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, it's the same lake, same boat, multitudes have gathered to hear the word. And saw that the two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he, this is Jesus, got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put it out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. What an amazing picture. What did he do right after this? After he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them, and they came, and they filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." They never forgot that. In fact, it was at that moment that Peter confessed his sin. And what was his sin? His sin was not believing. He was ashamed of his lack of trust. "Depart from me." What a moment in Peter's life. Do you realize it may have been that moment that he was converted? Because right then and there, the Lord yanked him from his former life and called him to a new one. "You're done with the fishing business as you've known it. I've got a different one for you. I'm sending you with my nets, the word, and from now on, you will net souls." The disciples never forgot it. It had a huge impact on them. So here's the scene. Back in John chapter 21, they failed bad, mass discouragement. And look at Christ. He stands on the shore, the morning fog probably blinding them to see him. "Have you any food? Cast your nets." They do it, and it's full. John says, "It's the Lord." And what does Peter do? He runs to get out of the boat. He launches into the water. I love this scene, dear listener. Because in the very place where he originally called them, he restored them so as to say, my calling for you has never changed. And if you pick up anything on Abounding Grace this week, and I emphasize grace because this is the crucial point for us. When we fall as Christians and are tempted to give in, Christ comes to us with the words that we heard when we first believed, son, your sins are forgiven you. And today he reminds the Christian through this event, I'm speaking to Christians today. I'm not speaking to unbelievers. I'm hoping unbelievers hear this and say, wow, I'm really missing something. He reminds us, even in this event, when he calls us into his kingdom, that transfer is done. The Lord has just set up the very same scenario as when he first called them. And he's declaring through this that the work that he begins in us, he will see to completion. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. His calling and election is sure, and that is so important for a sanctified Christian life. There's something beautiful, you know, about remembering the place we were called, the place God opened our eyes to our sin and his forgiveness. Remember when you first knew it? It was overwhelming, wasn't it? You knew that Christ justified you by his blood and that there was now no condemnation. He never wants us to forget that he called us at that time for a purpose, and it doesn't change. That's why it's grace. And he also wants us to know that if we are true Christians and we try to go in a different direction, you will always be empty-handed and empty-hearted. There's a bigger issue here. It's the issue when we confess our sins, believing that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For what end? It's because, dear listener, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, made a new creation, that in confidence and joy we would be able to give to every man an answer for the hope that lies within us. Discouraged, miserable people never take their eyes off themselves, but the soul that has been restored by Christ fixes his eyes on him and runs to him. And what does it find? As they drag their nets to the shore, I'm going to leave you with this thought today. It's really an amazing section. As Peter gets there, he looks up. And there in verse 9, they see something. You know what they see? They saw a fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread. Peter must have stopped and pondered that, because the last time a fire of coals was mentioned was when he warmed himself over the fire of coals with Jesus's betrayers. Peter stood with them, remember? And now Jesus has recreated this scene, the scene of his denial. And now he's arranged something else. What is it? As they look up there on the fire of coals is fish and bread. That's not the best way of communicating this. The nouns are singular. It should read this. They saw a fire of coals and a fish laid on it and a bread. Then Jesus says in verse 10, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. So Peter comes and he drags a net of fish, so many, 153, that the net wasn't broken. And then Jesus says, come, eat, dine. Here's what this means, dear listener. Jesus didn't take any of the fish they caught to feed them. Jesus had already prepared a breakfast for them that day. He was feeding them from a single fish and a single piece of bread. He satisfied their hunger. Now, where does that come from? John 21 is showing us all the themes come together. It's John 6. When he fed the 5,000 with just a few loaves and fish, he multiplied it, having 12 baskets left over. Remember the meaning of that? The bread he gives us is his life, not to have our bellies filled. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God. As they were eating his food, Jesus wanted them to look at all of the multitude of fish they had just brought up by his word. And remember, this is the food they are to seek. They are fishers of men. That's where it must have all come together for them. Remember John 4? They said to Jesus, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say there are 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for the harvest." Jesus was saying to them, "The food that I came to do is the will of the Father, and that will is for me to give eternal life to the sheep." Jesus had just fed them with the word of forgiveness. He had given them eternal life, and through this he had restored them. And now, like him, as he was sent, they are to be about a different kind of food, a different kind of fishing. They are fishers of men. They are sowers of the word of God. And when that net is let out, it doesn't break. So I want you to think about this today. I don't want to neglect the food that God has given me to do. And left to me, I will go in isolation and I will be incredibly selfish. In fact, I'll let my sin so discourage me that I don't even want to do what I need to do. If you are running today and avoiding God's place of service for you to be a light, don't be surprised if your whole life is full of conflict. If we are Christ's, dear listener, his powerful sovereignty won't let us run from being the witnesses that he's called us to be wherever we were called. Whether it's Jonah, remember? Jonah tried to run the opposite way. The Lord cast him to the bottom of the ocean before he was finally spit out, and he went and did the work that the Lord called him to do in Nineveh, and they repented. Or whether it's the woman at the well. That's an amazing thing, because the woman at the well was an adulteress. The woman at the well had 5 husbands, and yet the Lord used her to bring in a city. We are his lights. And today I'm reminded, you are reminded, that his forgiveness came to us at a great cost. He restores us, and he loves, and he chastens, and he comes after his sheep for the purpose that he set us apart, to be able to tell others the wonderful things that Christ has done for us with no shame. I want you to think about everything that's been presented to you this week in John chapter 21. I don't know where you are today. All I know is this. The Lord has given us a calling. The Lord has put his life into the believer. And he has us here for a purpose. We can't run. What are we doing with our lives? Are we wasting them? I think it was John Piper who wrote the book, Don't Waste Your Life. It talks about all these retired people who are going out and collecting seashells and hitting a little ball in a hole. It's all they're doing with their retirement. It's a waste. It's not what you're created to do. We are his witnesses. We are his witnesses to testify of his grace. And the beauty is, no matter how bad we've fallen in the past, he lifts us up that we might show others the joy of salvation. This is what David learned. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days are the worship service times. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you.